This is Tiger Cast, the official podcast of Princeton Athletics. Now here's your host, Craig Saxon.
Welcome back to Tiger Cast, final edition in September, and signs of fall all around. Temperatures dropping by about 10 to 15 degrees here in Princeton. My entire house battling a cold right now, and Ivy action going on full force here for Princeton's fall teams. Two of them will be the focus of today's show. We'll have Brittany Patak, the All-Ivy middle blocker for the women's volleyball team, and Charlie Volker, the sophomore running back for the football team, on today's show to talk about big weekends coming up and their season so far. Before we get to that, a reminder that you can now subscribe to TigerCast via iTunes or your other favorite podcast app. Search Princeton Tigers, and you can subscribe, and then you'll have these episodes downloaded every Thursday to your podcast app or to iTunes. A quick look at what's going on this weekend, especially at home. Plenty going on. We'll save volleyball and football for before our interviews. On Saturday, though, plenty going on in the league. It starts with women's soccer at 1 p.m. They take on Dartmouth. The Tigers coming off a 1-1 tie with Yale last weekend in their Ivy opener. And then 4 o'clock, the men's soccer team begins their Ivy League season against Dartmouth. The Tigers, who had been playing pretty well over the last couple of weeks, drop a overtime game on Wednesday night to Villanova on a penalty kick, but you know, an opportunity for them to get their Ivy season off to a strong start. Also on campus, a lot of water polo going on. Now, Princeton hosts Brown and Harvard this weekend, among a few other teams, including MIT. Water polo is not an Ivy League sport. They play, in the CWPA, but you know, any opportunity for them to play some of their Ivy rivals, and especially that Sunday at 10 a.m. matchup against Harvard. Harvard's a top 10 team right now. Princeton currently ranked 14th and coming off a nice win Wednesday night. So a big weekend for them. A lot of other events going on. As always, check goprincetontigers.com, PU Tigers on Twitter to follow all of the action. The digital network, which will be in full force this weekend, it begins Friday night at 7 p.m. with the volleyball team taking on Harvard. Those two teams shared the Ivy League title last year. I've talked about this a number of times, but what the women's volleyball team did last year was historic. Starting off 0-3, including an early season loss to Harvard, winning 10 of 11, winning their final 7 regular season matches, becoming the first Ivy League team, any sport, any gender, to win their regular season title after an 0-3 start was an incredible feat. They ended up 10-4, so did Harvard. Harvard had the tiebreaker, ended up hosting Princeton for the NCAA tournament bid, and the Crimson kind of used the home court to their advantage. You know, Princeton played really well in the opening set. Harvard came back, played a terrific second set, kind of got the crowd on its side. Building got a little loud, won a couple of close sets in the third and fourth to take the match. But for Princeton now, a chance to make a really good opening statement in Ivy play. Tigers come into Friday's match having won 5 straight, including a 3-2 match at Penn at the Palestra last Saturday. And they return a number of key players from last year's championship run, including, obviously, the Ivy Player of the Year in Cara Mataliano and today's guest, Brittany Patak, an All-Ivy middle, as well as Claire Nussbaum, who's moved to the starting setter position, really kind of changed the course of this team. But Princeton's also gotten some pretty impressive early play from a couple of freshmen in Devin Peterkin and Maggie O'Connell. O'Connell was the Rookie of the Week 2 weeks ago, and I thought should have been it again last week. She had her best match of the season at Penn, and now, your first chance to watch the two of them this weekend at home. Again, matches at 7 p.m. Friday, 5 p.m. Saturday at Dillon Gym. If you can't get there, Watch them on the Ivy League Digital Network. Big matches, a chance for really both Princeton and Harvard to make a big early season statement. They're not the only favorites. I think, you know, Yale's been the dominant team in this league for the last 5 years. You certainly have to pay attention to them. But it should be a really interesting, really competitive league. Let's hear now from the reigning Ivy League Player of the Week, two-time All-Ivy League Middle Senior, Brittany Patak. Brittany, let's start with just this past Saturday and getting into Ivy play. That first set especially, I mean, did you feel, even though you had played 9 matches already, is there a nervousness and kind of, you know, does it feel different once you get into Ivy play? And did it take a little while to kind of get comfortable in that match?
Yes, I would definitely say so. I think a lot of us had last year's season on our minds. We had done pretty well during preseason, and then coming in having not a very strong start, we were really hoping to avoid that this year. And I think that added a certain pressure that none of us really acknowledged and was kind of deep down. But when you start playing in the Ivy League, all of a sudden the other team is putting all this pressure on you, and you're not quite sure what to expect. You just get really used to playing yourselves in practice. And I think we weren't really mentally prepared for it. And I think there was a certain amount of looking around on the court to see who was going to step up instead of everyone just collectively taking care of business.
When, you know, you've now won 5 straight matches, and the 3 sets you won, we talked about this before we started, they were pretty convincing victories. When your team is clicking, what is going right? I mean, can you feel it on the court when things are right?
Absolutely. It's definitely this tangible connectedness. I feel very supported by my teammates. Even if I can't see them behind me, I know they're covering me while I swing. And there's just this unspoken cohesion, and it's almost effortless. You don't really have to think about making sure that your teammates are going to take care of their job, because you just can feel them doing it.
You had 21 kills and 1 error in that match, and named, you know, Player of the Week in the Ivy League. In a match like that, do you feel something? Is it the way that they're defending you? Is it the way, kind of, you know, your connection with Claire? And I want to touch on that a little bit more after this. But could you feel something in that match? And at that point, were you just kind of itching to get every swing you could?
Yeah, I think I was feeling pretty excited the whole match. I definitely felt in control of most situations. I think one of the reasons why I was able to be so successful was how good our offense in general was. Having Maggie, the freshman, on the right side, and Kara or Devin on the outside, we have a pretty strong offense all across the board, and that definitely puts a lot of pressure on the other blockers and the defense on the other side. So I felt pretty free to do a lot of different things during that match.
Let's talk a little more about Claire, because, you know, she was kind of rotating in for a while last year and kind of took over around the middle of the Ivy season. How is she kind of, in terms of leadership with this offense and pacing the offense, like, how has she changed this year? Because she was all Ivy by the end of last year, but have you seen a growth in her game, and has it added to, like, maybe the versatility of the offense this year?
Yeah, absolutely. Claire is one of those setters where even if you get a kill and it feels like a perfect set, she says to herself, oh, I could get you a little higher, like, I'll push you faster. And having that kind of player on the court who's always looking to get better really pushes you yourself, and you want to meet her halfway. She also has this really awesome court awareness, and I can see her calculating in her head, if I set it this way, or if my hitters are running this play, I know what those blockers are going to do, so I'm going to set it this other way. Her experience is definitely coming through this season.
Do you feel like there's a different confidence in this team knowing what you achieved last year? Not necessarily that it, you know, makes it easier or you can be overconfident, but do you feel like we know that we can go through this and you know, win in the league because we've done it? Like, is there a different confidence, or is it just a whole new season?
I wouldn't say it comes so much from how we finished off last season. Last season, I think we definitely felt like underdogs most of the time, and we're a little bit surprised when we were able to do so well. This season, I feel like every position has kind of elevated in its level of play, and that collectively has given us a lot of confidence. And I think that that's been more of our our source of strength this season, not so much how we finished last season.
You open home play and then your first Ivy weekend here, Friday night with Harvard. That was obviously the team you shared the title with. You played up there for the play-in game, went four, but they took that match. How much, you know, when you look back on last year, how much do you think about, you know, the late run to win the title, and how much do you think about that match and missing out on NCAAs?
I guess it lights a little bit of fire under all of us. I know this match is going to take an even greater amount of strength and determination and confidence, and we definitely won't be able to have a shaky start like we did against Penn this last weekend. So I guess just learning from both playing Harvard last year and playing Penn this past weekend, we're going to have to come out with a little bit more swag and confidence.
Two of the players that weren't in that match, you know, Maggie O'Connell and Devin Peterkin, you know, new additions to the starting lineup. Have you been impressed with just kind of the way they've jumped in? And you know, it's tough as a freshman, but, you know, they've both had big impacts during the season. Maggie, obviously, you know, against Penn had a huge match, you know, along with you. And, you know, do you like their kind of mentality as they now head into, you know, straight Ivy play the rest of the way?
Yeah, absolutely. They are very, very strong blockers and really mix up our offense. And their presence on the court is just very supportive. And they have really bought into what we're trying to do as far as team cohesion and what values we're trying to focus on, which are positivity, unity, and heart. And they really bring a lot of that to the game. And I think they have really matured a lot in this short preseason, and they're a lot more confident now, and they really come out every time looking to bring those values to the court.
You know, now we are into Ivy season. This is the fourth one you've gone through, and, you know, for a while, you know, Yale was kind of the dominant team, and then last year, three, four teams were in it going into the final weekend. Is this league now as deep and as, you know, a kind of league that four or five teams really could win and you know, every match really will mean something?
Yes, definitely. I think especially after last year, seeing how it really could have gone to anyone and just the way the cards fell, it happened to land on us. I think every team is capable of doing something amazing, and I don't think that any team should be taken for granted.
Now we'll look at the football team, which opens its Ivy League season Saturday at noon. Game you can watch on Fox College Sports or Fox Sports Go. Listen on WPRB 103.3 FM. Princeton, coming off a 42-28 loss at Lehigh last weekend, heads to New York City to take on Columbia. Lions 0-2 on the year. They've played two pretty close, really low-scoring games against St. Francis and Georgetown. Let's look at last weekend for a second. Certainly, when you talked about Princeton, you know, from last year to this year, one of the big questions was, you know, would the improvements come in the pass defense? Because that was where teams were hitting Princeton last year. And so far, you haven't seen enough of it. Princeton, you know, kind of righted the ship week one against Lafayette, slowed that offense down. Never slowed down Lehigh last weekend. You know, their quarterback, Nick Schafnisky, gets, you know, National Player of the Week honors, which is, you know, not a good sign. But he really kind of carved up Princeton. And Bob Stray's made the points in the post game where, you know, and you talk about this defensive backfield and a lot of, you know, first-year starters in Marcus Fox and James Gales and Sam Huffman. Stray's made the point that, you know, those guys kind of get the blame on completions, but it's 11 men, and you know, it's a defense that prides itself on its pass rush, and they really never pressured Schafnisky in this game. And certainly, I think that was the area, actually, that Cerace was most disappointed in, and that's an area that's going to have to improve moving forward. Offensively, you know, and you'll hear a little bit of this in our interview with Charlie Volker. The run game has played well this year. You know, Joe Radigan was you know, terrific week one. I thought Volker was the standout in week two. Lovitz played really well. You know, the passing game is not at where the run game is at this point, and maybe it doesn't get there. Maybe this is just a team that's going to be stronger on the run. But, you know, I think overall this offense has played fairly well so far this season. And they're going to need to play pretty well this weekend because, you know, the stigma with Columbia is this is the game you have to win. And you know, this is what happens when you're a struggling program. This is what, you know, 2010, 2011, early 2012, you had to win the Princeton game. You know, that was where this team was. But this is not, this is a different Columbia team. You've seen improvements in this team over the last 2 years, especially defensively. They get right in your face. They're going to play, press on the perimeter. You know, and they're going to challenge you. You have to win one-on-one battles, and they make it very tough. St. Francis is a team that's scoring points this year, and they didn't score many against Columbia. You know, the problem for the Lions is that they've committed turnovers on offense, and they haven't forced them on defense. And, you know, in games that have been as close as they are, you know, you just can't give away possessions like that without taking some for yourself. And, you know, hopefully that's a trend that will continue through this Saturday, because it's going to be important for Princeton to, you know, they play four home games in league play this season, three on the road. If you can get that first road one, you know, get a win in New York City, you know, you have one more non-league game, and then bang, six straight to end your season, all Ivy, four of them at home, you can be in a pretty good position. Again, 12 p.m. start, Fox College Sports, Fox Sports Go, Princeton at Columbia. Let's hear now from the 60-meter sprint champion from last year, a man with three rushing touchdowns last weekend. A couple of connection issues here on this interview, but we got the best, most we could out of it. Let's hear now from Charlie Volker. Charlie, over the first 2 weeks, you know, one thing I've noticed is that you just seem so much more comfortable in this offense. And I know, you know, James Perry throws a lot into, you know, what you can do, especially from your position, running, blocking, catching passes. How important is it, just a comfort level with all of the responsibilities entailed in the running back position?
I think it's huge, and it's definitely a big part of our offense, our like style of play. And like looking back at last year, it was definitely a big like limitation for me. Coming from high school, we're huddle, and I get all the plays, and I never really get the sideline. That was just a big adjustment for me. But practicing, like we practice, we just really really hard. So definitely me like kind of realize like more of my potential as a ball player. So like a contributor, which is full fast moving parts. And once we get going like that, it really is just a huge advantage. So being able to adjust was a very big big step for me, and I'm glad that I've come this way last year.
You know, a couple people saw your success with the track team last year and may have wondered, you know, how that would impact kind of off-season work with the football team. And clearly, like you've said, in the spring, you really gained comfort with it. Is it tough to balance, you know, being a top, you know, athlete for a very good track program like Princeton has, but also continuing your development with those very important spring practices for football?
I actually don't think it hindered me. I think it made me more productive, because like some people might think like, oh, like the spring is like, spring's a time where like it's not actually consequence. But like when I had to come from track practice to go to the football lift and then go to the football meetings afterwards, I never really had a break. So it was kind of like I was in season all year round. And with that body and that like mindset, I was always just like continuing to get better. I was never really like out of season. I never really like had my focus off football or track. And I think just like having my mind focused on the off, like what I do on certain, it's just great for development. So I think that made me more productive, and I managed my time all between the two.
We've seen so far some
you know, some success in the Princeton ground game between, you know, Radigan's performance against Lafayette and you against Lehigh. Is this, do you feel, kind of the identity of what this Princeton offense can be this year? You know, the two of you and obviously what John Lovett's done on the ground, that this can be an offense that is really led by the rushing game?
I definitely think it is. We're very strong up front, and we've got wide outs really well on the perimeter. So, like, when we get rolling, we can just be a dominant force. And I think that's huge because it demoralizes the team. And, we get going. Really, like, there's no stopping us because we have, like, threats in multiple to carry the ball, like, cut off these huge made by the and the wideouts. The rushing game is definitely like kind of like our baby, and the way we play is like fast and physical. So it's for us to be able to just ground and pound because sometimes other things might not work out, but like be sure that we'll always be running fast and physical.
You know, obviously, you guys wanted to leave Bethlehem with the victory, but for you personally to have a game like that where you know, you kind of, you had the long run against Colgate, but to have the full kind of game, you know, the carries, the yards, the touchdowns, did you feel coming out of it like, okay, this is the kind of player I can be, and now that I've done it once, you know, I have a different level of confidence moving forward?
Yes, definitely increased confidence in myself and just like more potential and more comfort in the offense, as we were talking about earlier. I would have traded like touchdowns for a victory, but now that I'm more comfortable in the offense, we can get more smoothly, which ultimately will be the difference in the next few games, which we...
You go into Columbia now and you open your Ivy season. And, you know, it always feels like once you get to the Ivy opener, it's a total rebirth because of, you know, it's a new season. It's those seven Ivy games that matter so much.
Yep.
You know, how crucial is it for you guys to get that win and to kind of, you know, not only kind of erase any of the bad taste from last weekend, but just, you know, to not feel like you're in that early hole in Ivy play?
So we are actually at a pivotal point. We're 1-1. So you can look at this two ways. Like, win this, we like a message to other Ivies, and we can do that with the potential to do that. And lose it, like, it's part of that like, slippery slope and definitely on that track. Coming out and just making a statement and getting a W is huge because at the beginning of every year and in off season. That was like one goal. That's where it was ring. So winning the Ivies is huge. It all happened this week.
TigerCast is a production of the Princeton University Athletic Department. You can subscribe to TigerCast on iTunes or catch new episodes every week by visiting goprincetontigers.com/TigerCast.